the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, April 6th, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation by prayer by Pastor Paul Cover to the Central Christian Church of the East Valley, after which Councilmember Scott Summers will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the prayer and the pledge. Thank you.
Father, we are honored tonight to stand in your presence and to invite you into this meeting. God, we realize that there's a lot of things going on around the world and in our city. Father, we recognize our dependence and our need for you in the decisions that need to be made. God, we're thankful that you oversee our lives, that you watch over us as a city, as a nation. We thank you for that and ask, Lord, that you would continue to do that. I pray for each person tonight and each decision that needs to be made. I pray that it would be made in such a way to honor you, to bring glory, Father, to you. We are thankful to be your children and again invite you into this place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Pastor Covert and Councilmember Summers. First item on our agenda this evening is take action on all consent agenda items. The consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Lucendas Elementary PTO. This is for a one-day event, 7900 East Eagle Crest Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Famous Sam's, 2730 East Baseline Road. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase color photocopier network printer for Business Service Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 22 vehicles for city departments. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase automated DNA extraction system for police department, fully funded from the National Institute for Justice DNA Backlog 4 grant, $65,340. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase 6 764/800 megahertz portable radios and one radio deck for police department, fully funded from an Arizona Department of Homeland Security grant, $32,332.75. Item 4E, act on contract for Falcon Field Airport runway 4R run-up area. Most of the funding is from an FAA construction grant. The remainder is from the adopted fiscal year 08-09 Falcon Field Airport capital program, $719,917. Item 5A, act on resolution for sale of Mesa General Obligation Bonds, $61,830,000. Item 5B, act on resolution for sale of Mesa Utility Systems Revenue Bonds, $59 million. Item 5C, act on resolution to execute Riverview at Dobson Phase 2 Development Agreement with Dorito Kimco Riverview, LLC. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 7A, act on ordinance delaying adopting the ICC construction valuation table for permit fees. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat northwest corner of McKelps Road and Doran, 1322 East McKelps Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Kevin, could you reread item 5B for us, please, include the $900,000?
5B?
Yeah.
Act on resolution for sale of Mesa Utility Systems Revenue Bonds, $59 million.
Ah, you must have a different version. Has that changed? Because the draft.
It's on the agenda at $59,900,000.
Let me check the, I can check the resolution, Mayor.
We're still having zero issues with that thing?
We have no zero issues.
I think you scared us.
We have number issues now. Let's just make sure the $59,900,000 is.
$59,900,000 as.
Okay, $59,900,000 as stated in the printed agenda.
Yes.
Okay. In the posted agenda.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Are there any council members who wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, any citizens request removal?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the consent agenda by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? No discussion, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is to hear from items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No request to speak, Mayor.
We have no request to speak. We have a motion to adjourn by the Vice Mayor, a second by Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.